The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Lord, be with you.
Jesus said to his disciples, "This is my commandment, love one another as I love you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I no longer call you slaves, because a slave does not know what his master is doing. I have called you friends, because I have told you everything I have heard from my Father. It was not you who chose me, but I who chose you, and appointed you to go and bear fruit that will remain, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. This I command you, love one another." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. Oftentimes we hear the church speak of being children of God, as adopted sons and daughters of the Father through our baptism. And yet this isn't the complete picture of what we're called to be. Because a child can very easily be estranged from their father. And in the same way, through our baptism, Christ has become our brother. But again, siblings don't have to get along. There is nothing mandatory that says you have to actually like or talk to your brother or sister. But today's gospel points us to another reality, more than just brother and sister, father and child. It's a reality that points us to something that requires commitments, decisions. He has called us to be friend. This may seem a little cliche these days. Oh, just be a friend with Jesus Christ. You kind of hear it quite often. But this friendship is pertinent to the spiritual life. This friendship with Jesus is transformative. But it isn't exactly something that's automatic. Not like being a father and child, not like being brothers and sisters. This is not automatically granted to us. This is something that requires effort on our part. Constant effort. It requires many of the same things that human friendships require. It requires time, effort, dedication, love. It requires that we make sacrifices of ourselves and even our time. Time spent in deep conversation with Christ. My brothers and sisters, you want better control of your anger, your outbursts? Become friends with Jesus Christ. Do you want to love your spouse, your children, your parents, your siblings more? Become friends with Jesus Christ. You want to know, love, and serve God to the best of your ability, become friends with Jesus Christ. Do you want to be a saint? Become friends with Jesus Christ.